As many people know, the 80-20 rule is basically the idea that 20% of your actions will lead to 80% of the results. And indeed, often, 4% of the actions will lead to about 64% of the results, so the 64-4 rule. And it's been estimated that about 1% of our actions might lead to up to 50% of the returns. How can this be applied to personal finance? So I think these 10 tips are ways that people can actually either earn more, spend less, or get higher investment returns without having to do much work, or in some cases, any work. And by the way, some of these apply to some people, others don't apply to everybody, and some apply to everybody universally, but I'll go through that as I list these 10 things. So in no particular order, number one would be overseas residency for people who have an online income. Now, what do I mean by that? Now, increasingly, there are people on all ends of the social economic spectrum who are earning money online, either business owners or employees, and they just need Wi-Fi and a laptop and they can live anywhere in the world. However, this begs an obvious question. That means that if you go to a lower cost, lower tax country, you can often save and invest 500%, 1,000% more. What do I mean by that? I'll give you one simple example. As per the article below, I know a Swedish guy who is making about $450,000 in Sweden. But guess what? The tax rate on that's about 50 or 60% in a country like Sweden. And the cost of living is very high. And when you consider the fact he was very stressed, he was overspending, which is never a good thing. He was saving and investing about $50,000 a year, which, you know, is good compared to most people. But when you're earning $450,000, that's about 10% of the gross earnings. What did he do? He went to Asia and his tax is much lower. His cost of living for doing the same things is much lower. And now he's saving and investing about $250,000. So that's a 5x increase without making any compromises on his cost of living. He doesn't work 1 minute harder, but he's actually saving and investing about 500% more per year. Number two would be focusing on online ways to get leads if you're a business owner. In other words, simple example, with Facebook, you can spend 10 seconds doing Facebook leads. Yes, it'll take some time to get used to it, but that's just one example of thousands of ways you can get leads online and make more money than you can do using traditional methods. Now, also another thing is age. Now, if you invest productively $500 a month from your mid-20s, for example, until you retire, you're going to have more money than if you, you know, invest $2,000 a month for 10 years or even $3,000 a month for 10 years. So use time and compounding. This, unlike number one and number two, is not a new thing. Albert Einstein called compounding the eighth wonder of the world. This one applies to anybody, regardless of whether you're a business owner or you're an employee. And this applies today just as much as it did 20 years ago. Compounding is key, so use age to your advantage. But number four, how can we actually do this in the most productive way? My biggest tip would be to have a direct debit set up to your account. In other words, let's say if you're paid on the first of each month, I would suggest you have a direct debit taken out of your account either on the first or the second of each month. Why is this so powerful? Basically, if you save and invest and then spend what's left over, you will often save and invest 200 or 300% more than if you simply invest what's left over after you actually spend the money. I don't know why it's such a powerful thing. Is it that people just automatically adjust their spending habits and, you know, the last 5 or 10 days of the month, they have to be more frugal? I don't know why, but by doing this simple tip, you can save yourself time because the direct debit is automatic and it automatically means you're often investing more money. I've had many clients, many friends who've been investing, say, $500 a month. And I said to them, just try something. Why don't you put in a direct debit for $750 a month, $800 a month, even $1,000 a month? And many of them came back to me and said, you know what, Adam, this is incredible. I'm actually finding it quite easy to invest these larger sums of money. I don't think I could have ever done this if I would have waited until the end of the month to invest. Whereas by doing it at the start of the month, you know, I can do it without even thinking. Now, number five is to negotiate. Now, if you think about it, negotiation is something that takes 5 or 10 seconds. You can ask. If you're doing something like on Airbnb, you're thinking about renting a place, it takes 2 seconds to give them a message, you know, the landlord. That's one example. But also at work, just asking, it's incredible how much you can gain from asking And this literally takes 2 seconds, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, sometimes a few minutes. But negotiating could be a key way of actually earning more money. Now, number six would be to be more selective with the customers that you have if you're a business owner. In other words, the 80-20 rule applies to your customers as well. You know, 80% of your customers are basically not going to be as useful as the other 20% in some cases. And a small number of customers are going to cause most of your problems. So if you're more selective, you can attract the more profitable customers and have less problems to boot. And in comparison, if you just accept everybody, you get a lot of problems. So the easiest way to do this, I would say, is do things like increase your account minimums. Let's say you're a digital marketing agency or a lawyer or whatever, or indeed a financial guy like myself. As soon as you start increasing your minimums or something like that, you start to get less problem customers and more good quality customers as well. Now, number seven is no stock picking or market timing. Stock picking and market timing takes work. It takes hassle. And you're very, very, very unlikely to beat the market long term doing these things. So eliminating these things can save you money, save you time, and make you money. Now, number eight is basically learning to say no a bit more and not trying to spend money impressing random people. Now, one of my favorite quotes, I'm paraphrasing here because I can't remember the quote exactly, but it says that people spend money they don't have using money they don't have to buy things they don't need or they don't like. And so many people are showing off to other people. They're buying things they don't even like. I mean, I heard a great story about some new rich Chinese people who didn't like the taste of wine, and they were adding Coca-Cola to the wine to make it taste better just because they wanted to impress other people. That is nonsense. So if you get in the habit of saying no more often to people, that actually means that you'll have more money and less hassle and more free time and so on. Now, if you're a salaried employee and you want a pay rise, if you spend 14% extra at work, statistically speaking, you're likely to get a 40 or 50% pay rise over the course of your life. In other words, if everyone goes home, should I say, at 6 p.m., you simply stay until maybe 6:20 or 6:25 or whatever it is. That's a very small amount of time, but that will make you look much more productive. That will make the boss think, you know what, this person could be relied on if everything else is equal. So you're more likely to get pay rises, opportunities, and so on. The final one is compounding activities. What do I mean by that? Reducing how much alcohol you drink is a great example of this. If you drink less alcohol, you will have more energy, you'll have more time, you'll have more money. And then you can reinvest that money and make more money, or you can read a book, which means you'll make more money. That's just one example, right? Or going to the gym is another compounding activity, right? If you go to the gym, you'll have more energy, which means you should be more productive at work, you should make more deals and so on. But if you think about certain activities like reading, like exercise or whatever it is, or reducing things like alcohol, drugs, cigarettes or whatever it is, these are all compounding activities, and you'll find yourself, you'll get quite greedy. What do I mean by that? When you start to find the benefits of these things, like once you first start reducing or eliminating things like alcohol, or indeed adding things like going to the gym, you'll start to feel the effects of this after a few months, and that will make you want to do more and more and more to get the good effects. So these activities, by compounding activities, I mean they're the kind of activities where you get more than one benefit. It's not just saving time or saving money or getting fit or whatever. There's numerous benefits, and that benefit gradually snowballs.